Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Episode 36. I am Al Pitcher and you are listening to my voice in your ears. How are you doing, folks? Hope you're good. Things are okay. Things are okay. A little bit of asthma, bit of Herxneuver. But these are things that people don't give a shit about, okay? You can have these slight diseases. It's like having neck pain. Nobody understands. It's like having a sore bum hole. People do not understand. So, I've been a little bit ill. But do you know what? I'll fight that illness to talk to you. I hope that's enough for you. I hope that's enough love. But I just want to be honest and say to you, thanks for bloody listening. I don't know how many people listen. I try not to look at the statistics. I just click on the microphone and I talk. It can be all over the place and I apologize for that. But I'm 44 now, right? 40 fucking 4. It freaks me out. It freaks me out more than when I see my name on a ticket at a theatre. Not when I buy a ticket, but when people come to my show and it says Al Pitcher. That freaks me out. But, because it's me. Because it's not someone else. It's me. Talking of gigs and stuff, I went to Manic Street Preachers in Stockholm. I don't know if you know much of their work. They were, if you tolerate this, Wednesday, if you tolerate this, Wednesday, and it was on Friday, I went to that, and it was weird, because it's just full of, I now go to concerts where everybody's just a little bit older, you know, or if I chose to go to a kind of younger person's concert, I'm going to be the oldest guy there, okay? You know, so you sort of have to, these guys are around, I mean, they're still around. 95, actually. 95 was kind of, for me, was a bit of their heyday. 90, I think so, around that time. 90, 91. They produced some really great albums, Design for Life, fantastic. And they were better. They were better now than they were then. They've matured like an old bit of cheese behind your sofa. Everybody quite old. Everybody kind of hanging on, you know. What I did like was it felt like my crowd, very relaxed, no pushing, no stress. I think there was one little fight. That was nothing. Nothing. We can have a little fight, can't we? Who doesn't like a little fight at a gig? A mate of mine does comedy arena. He does arenas, like 20,000 seat arenas. And he was telling me that one night he did the gig, came off and felt really good. And then someone said, you do realise there was a fight of like 1,000 people at the back. A big brawl in Britain. A big brawl in Britain. But they were excellent, Manic Street Preachers, you know. My next gig is, I'm going to go to Beyonce. I've got some tickets for the Bee, the Queen Bee, who's back with a bit of lemonade, isn't she? Not seen it. It's a movie. It's about Jay-Z being naughty. So going to watch that. Go to Beyonce. Bit of Coldplay, going to Coldplay as well. I really am getting old. And am I getting a bit boring to like Coldplay? Write to me. Please write to me and tell me what music I should be listening to. Because I'm very, very straight-lined with my music. You know, But every now and again, someone goes, hey, listen to this Chilean electro techno gay dance. And I'm like, wow, they're amazing. Not very often. So I need musical tips. I need you to be my little Spotify. What else have I been doing? I went to Uppsala. I went to a comedy and magic festival. I performed. Brilliant fun. Really good fun. But strange. It's a strange thing when you're going on as a comedian after a magician. Because magicians are weird. Because magicians don't really go for the laugh. You know, like a comedian tries to get the kind of ha ha ha. Whereas a magician goes for that kind of, ooh, that reaction. You know? The kind of, ooh, you know? And the ones I went on after a duo called Barry and Stewart. They're from Scotland. I sort of know them from the UK circuit. But they do a thing where they chop their arm off. Or they, you know, I saw them afterwards. I don't think they did, but they show them. And it's, you know, that kind of reaction from an audience. The only kind of reaction you're going to get is like, oh, I'm not going to cut my arm off. FIFA arm, right? But when you're waiting backstage to go on, to do a bit of comedy, a bit of kind of, nah, man, and stuff like that, and a bit of messing around about Sweden. It's very weird, very strange going on after someone who's trying to cut their arm. That's all I'll say. That's the honest truth. I also had the littlest Guben. I had the Guben backstage. I've always had this kind of dream scenario where my son grows up backstage. Not, he doesn't mature like Benjamin Button, but like where he is always, you know, he's always backstage. He can always be cool. He's been a few times, he's gone on stage at the end of gigs with me. I like that because he just thinks it's funny. And I don't force him. I'm like, get out there. We need to get a kind of, aw, that's beautiful reaction. I just think, do you want to come out? And he goes, yeah. So he came out for the round of applause, the bow at the end. He couldn't bow to save his laugh. His laugh is life. Couldn't save his bow, which was kind of amusing. But I had him backstage with a load of magicians. So I was expecting to sort of come back and he'd be like eating onions, or, you know, he'd disappeared, or they'd sawed him in half, you know. But he loved it. But he's also 5 years of age, so he's just a little bit mental. So he's running around chaos. Magicians have been quite nice about it. The magicians are on stage in front of like 900,000 people, and they're like, and then I got rid of, and then you just hear, ha ha, backstage. So he has to learn a bit of kind of backstage etiquette, you know. He needs to know when not to take the cocaine and when to hang out. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. And backstage is so rock and roll with me, you know. If there's not two bottles of water backstage, whoo, I am a diva, sisters. And it was Lordag as well. It was Lordag. So he was on the Lordag goodies, wasn't he? The Lordag goodies. The beautiful Swedish tradition of only one day a week you can eat sweets. But on that day, thou shalt eat enough sweets to save the country of Mongolia. Just shovels of it. I'm going to talk about this in stand-up comedy, actually. Because my son just gets there and just starts digging. He's like, I'll have that, more of that. And then he's got this bag. And it looks like Santa's sack. I know that sounds ruder than it should. I didn't mean Santa's ball sack. Because I haven't seen that not the real thing anyway. So yeah, he was just pretty high on the goodies, but you know, lived the dream. And another thing he did, he met Marcus from Bully Bumper. Now you're probably thinking, I said switch off now because he's talking about Bully Bumper. Now there's Bully Bumper and then there's Marcus. Marcus is, he's a superstar of children's TV here, I think. He did a show there and he was just bringing on, you know, magicians and stuff. And we went there early to watch it. But this guy, Marcus, he's proper rock and roll, man. He's the one. He's the dude. He's the guy. The kids love him. He's a proper... He's like the Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber, One Direction, Beyonce. He's all in one. He's a superstar. And we got to meet him. And Frank, my son, opened up with a question. Have you ever seen a 5-meter python? Which I didn't know where that was going to go, but that guy Marcus has the patience of the English patient doctor. He really is patient. So he just spoke for about 20 minutes about this 5-meter python. But I'm sure in the back of his head he's thinking, oh, come on, kid. Please piss off. Leave me alone. What are you doing this for? I've got stuff to do. I don't need this shit. But it was excellent. And I went up to him, shook his hand and said, keep doing what you're doing, man. And he said, the summer, man. The summer. You're doing good. So it was kind of Bully Bumper meeting comedy. It was a nice touch. It was a nice moment for both of us, actually. So I did that, and we met the real rock star. What else has been happening in the world? Prince passed away. I think Prince was a genius. I think musically, just incredible. He's like an icon. I think you had like Michael Jackson, like Madonna, Prince. They were like the three kind of massive kind of diva kind of stars, you know. So a real sad thing. And again, yet again, social media, people going online to say, why are you, name me three songs, name me three of his albums, or you know, or like testing people.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Like, you don't do that at a funeral, do you? You don't, you know, you might say, oh, how do you know? How do you know, Bob? But you don't say, like, name me three things that Bob used to do. You know, why have we become this? You know, why have we, when a celebrity, people grew up with the music, okay, of Prince. And that's cool. Just let them write something and say, oh, you really were great. And yeah, Purple Rain was my favourite song, something like that. But why do we become assholes? And then we say, yeah, but you don't know anything else about him, do you? You're not really a fan. You're just trying to get likes or something like that. Piss off. rant over. Went to Sala on Monday. Went to Sala. I've had a very, very busy day, folks. Busy week, folks. Sunday, actually, went to the aquarium. Stockholm Aquarium. Always a confusing thing, aquariums, aren't they? The fish kind of are in there going, how did this, what happened here? You know, why did I end up here? They're just banging their heads on the glass, you know? So, talking of banging their heads, I don't know if you've been to Stockholm Aquarium. The floor is one mofo hard floor. It's like concrete. It's like, you know, whoa! And a kid fell from a chair. And the noise is just kind of, oh, kid was all right. Thought it was a fish for a few minutes, but it was all right, recovered. But fee fan, you don't want to bang your head at Stockholm Aquarium. There's my little tip for the week. Don't bang your head at Stockholm Aquarium. But the kids loved it. There's a moment there where they can go inside. There's like a glass, kind of a glass tunnel. You go in and then the fish are all around you. The fish are like, what's happening here? Why is that little thing down there? And it's one of those, it's a thing where if I go in, I'm going to get stuck and it's going to be awkward. And there's parts of me that think, do you know what, Pitcher? You should be looking for stuff like that. That's the kind of thing that could boost your career. Comedian gets stuck in aquarium as stingray laughs, you know? So I'm looking for those opportunities. If you can suggest any, like, you know, comedian gets chased by bear at Skansen, you know, comedian gets assaulted with massive keks bar at Groner Lund, comedian falls off roller coaster at Liseberg. Has anyone ever fallen off there? It's always very busy, that place, isn't it? I like Gothenburg. It's nice. With the spa wagon. No warning. I like it. Went to Sala on Monday. Don't know if you've ever been to Sala. I was on the train and there was no booking for the seat. No booking at all. Just a ticket. So I took a seat like you do. Got past Uppsala, which is lower than Sala. Makes no sense at all. So there's Sala and then there's Uppsala. There's Uppsala and then Sala. So there's like, there's no down Sala. Just Sala and then Uppsala. Uppsala. Okay. And you go about an hour and a half from Stockholm, I think. It's gone on to Falun, the train. And just sitting there, enjoying life, really. And a big tap on my shoulder. Massive tap. From this woman. She goes, my seat. Okay. I mean, there's nicer ways to do that kind of stuff, isn't there? Please tell me there is. Something like, excuse me, or, ursäkta. You know, and it's, I'll admit, that is one of the world's hardest tests, isn't it? If someone's sat in your seat. It is a tricky one, you know? I've got a bit of stand-up about, you know, asking for a chair, you know, in a restaurant. If there's a table there and there's a spare chair, asking for it. Is that okay? Is that fine? Can I have that one? Feels very awful. And people, you know, some people have got like jackets and bags on it and they're still not giving it up. So like, they've taken it hostage, you know. No, this is ours, mate. This is ours. It's for our bag. But I need it for my rumpa. So anyway, she just tapped me on the shoulder and said, my seat. I was like, wow, okay. And then I just moved next to her and we had a bit of a battle about the armrest. She banged the armrest down. And we sort of had this kind of very passive, aggressive kind of feel to each other, you know. But then she got all these kind of numbers out, like maths, like, you know, you've seen that movie, A Beautiful Mind.
She had like all these. So I thought maybe she's a genius, you know. Maybe she's one of these people that just works with numbers and doesn't work with people and is really shit talking to people. So I felt like, and I got off before her, which sound ruder than it should. I got off and I tapped her. I was going to tap her on the shoulder, like kind of, see you, I've left your seat. But again, it's something that I think about after the event. I always do that. I'm very bad at arguing. So I get into a point where I'm like, oh, be fun. And I'm sitting there and everything's cooking, right? Everything's there, my stomach, my brain. I'm thinking, right, come on, have a go. You can win this argument. But then I never do it. I'm absolutely hopeless at arguing. So I just end up kind of, like, for example, I was in Ica Tuesday or something, and I was behind. I was just about to go. I bought eggs and a toothbrush. Pretty kind of Hunter S. Thompson kind of menu. Hunter S. Thompson kind of diet. It's probably a better joke. So I just had that, and I was just about to get to the counter, and then this woman pushed me, kind of just shoulder came across, and she's gone in, and she's bought half the shop, you know. And then the conveyor belt, you know, you put the belt down, and then you put the things you've purchased, you put on the belt, and the person brings it through. Doot, doot, doot. You know, that carry on. We've all been in supermarkets. I'm sorry that I'm trying to explain what a supermarket is. Then there's a bit of like, it's not much, but there's a bit of kind of, it looks like grease or something. Something's gone on there. Maybe someone's bought a cooked chicken. A bit of grease has gone on there. And it keeps on coming around, you know, every 5 or 6 seconds it's coming around. She refuses to put her shopping on the conveyor belt because of this little teeny bit of grease. So I start doing it. Oh, jeez. What are we doing? But I'm sort of not wanting to argue, but I'm wanting to draw attention to the fact that this is a bit shit and we need to move on. Then she had like panty shields for the ladies' period. Okay, she had little panty shields, and she refused to put the plastic packaging on the conveyor belt. And then, so she wouldn't hand it. This is a ridiculous thing to talk about, but holy shit, it was just this 2 minute kind of this standoff of her not wanting to put it on the conveyor belt, but the lady in Ica not accepting it in her hand. She was like, you have to put it there. No, but I'm not, I don't want to put it there because there's chicken grease. And then I am held up for 4 minutes. Did I say 4 minutes? 2 minutes. And my life is just halted because of this ridiculous standoff. I don't know what I'm talking about. Thank you. So episode 36, what I want you to do now is I want you to spread the word about this podcast. I want you to tell people that you're enjoying it. If you do enjoy it, tell people, because I need the love. I have got shows, this week, Wednesday, the 27th of April. I've got a show in Safla. Safla. Sold out. So apologies for that. And then Karlstad on Thursday, April the 28th, I have a gig there. And that's still got tickets. Karlstad Comedy Club. If you go to lpitcher.com, you'll buy tickets there. There's a ticket link. There's a thing called shows. You click on that and I'll see you there in Karlstad. In the Bull Bar. That's where it is. That's the venue. The Bull Bar. No bullshit bar. It's going to be the truth. So I'm going to drop some comedy truth bombs. And then on Monday, May the 2nd, actually, that's another thing you need to... So you need to answer me what music I should be listening to, any question, and, well, on Monday, I've got a gig at Crossfire, Crossfire Comedy Club in Stockholm, so you can definitely come to that. The other question you need to ask me is, what day should I drop this? What day should this come out? Should it come out on a Monday, give you the whole week? Or should it come out like it does Wednesday or Thursday? You tell me. I need some answers, folks. I need some love. I need some attention. I need some hugs. I need some gooser. I need some social media gooser from my listeners. Have a brilliant, brilliant week. It's always good to just sit in an office in my boxer shorts, talking to a little microphone, wondering if people are listening. If you are listening, thank shit for you. If you're not listening, that's weird. Have a brilliant, brilliant week. This has been episode 36. Come and watch me do a live comedy show anywhere you can. I will try and make you laugh, folks. Have a good, good Christmas. See you soon. Next week. Whatever day you want me to do it, tell me. Thank you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.